This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, February 15th, 2019. We get a Valentine's Day recap. There's glitter all over the studio this morning. People were late. Utter chaos. Dan gives us the weekly wrap-up. We have our Friday flashback fudge-up with Katy Perry. And I'm hosting a party with a dog.
Annie is here. Producer Dan is here. They are barely here. Kennedy was a bad influence on them for Valentine's Day. So we're going to do a little compare and contrast this morning. So I have audio from me and my family on Valentine's Day. I have audio from Salt and his family on Valentine's Day. And we don't have any audio from Kennedy and her Valentine's Day.
But I have a reason.
We have their voices.
Yes.
So you guys go first and I'll bring up the rear. Here.
All right, here's
All
right, here we go. This is Salt and his Valentine's Day.
All right, babe. Let's talk about our amazing Valentine's Day.
What about it?
Describe for people what we're doing.
Well, we're just finishing dinner and watching The Office.
So what did we do for dinner?
I wanted to make something special for my man, so I made you manwiches.
For Valentine's Day.
For Valentine's Day with potato salad and bacon Brussels sprouts.
Oh, it was awesome, too. It's what I love. And we got this little one here. Right. Did you have a good Valentine's Day?
She made you a poster and a Swedish almond cake.
Almond?
Don't make fun of the way I talk.
It was wonderful. You made me feel so special today for Valentine's Day. And I hope I made you feel special for Valentine's Day, too.
Yes, I ate all my chocolates in less than an hour.
Hey, don't forget about the oil change. Your car's going to be running smooth.
Yes, yes.
Now it's about 7 o'clock. What time will we be in bed by?
Hopefully within an hour.
What do you think about that? Yes? No?
She just wants to eat the phone.
Okay, well, I love you.
I love you, too. Happy Valentine's Day, my
babe. All right, so there's Salt and Sarah and CP on their Valentine's Day.
Pretty prototypical.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
I took my family out for an expensive meal.
Kennedy. Nice!
I'm here with Barrett. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Mom, Layla.
Hello.
Mimi.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And Aunt Lane.
Whoa. Hello.
Big spender.
Don't make fun of your mother. It's Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Because I don't have as big a southern accent as she does.
Oh, I'm so glad you turned it on when he started recording us. She did not sound like that 2 seconds ago.
Are y'all fighting?
Well, I just wanted to share with everybody what we're doing tonight. What is our big night out for Valentine's Day?
99.
Let's
99.
Go.
Woo! 99.
Always a good deal. Barrett's favorite place, and whatever Barrett wants, he gets with his Mimi.
You had picked this before Barrett was coming.
I love their wings on Thursday night. 50-cent wing night, and
they're
delicious.
Big spender.
And how about the margaritas? How much are they?
$4.99 for the house margarita, and it's very delicious.
So here for it.
And Lane, how often does your mom come up here?
She's here at least once a week. Depends on who can drive her.
All right. Well, I just want to say to all of you, Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Say it like Mimi, Barrett.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Mimi's British.
50-cent wing.
Apparently, everybody got in the margaritas.
All right. So, our night did not end like that, or start like that, or whatever. So, it was to be singles. So it was Annie, Dan, myself. Annie had a friend come. We invited one of the gals from the sales team and my best gay. So that's who came with us.
Mm-hmm.
We started at a place called Versus, which is like a little arcade place downtown.
Right. At what time?
4.
Oof.
I started before that.
I met Dan at a bar 2 doors down, and we had a couple of
this will
and sodas.
Become important later. So
what time did you guys start at?
3:30.
I had 2:30.
So we went there, and then we had decided that we were going to go to another bar, an adult establishment, if you will.
Okay.
And so I walked the parade there. At this time, we pick up two women who had just got their marriage certificate and were participating. They said, we heard where you're going. Can we come with you?
Oh, that's great.
And at first I said yes.
Oh.
Mistake number five.
Big problem.
So we get there. We sit down. I get us a table. And everybody, the girls are like, I'm nervous. I've never been here before. I don't know what to do.
This was your first trip?
I was so nervous.
To an adult club?
There were a lot of virgins with us that evening. However.
Dan, what about you?
I've been there before.
However, here's what I want to say.
It's not my first rodeo.
Out of this whole singles thing. Annie invited Southie Boy. He showed up.
Oh, you brought a date to Valentine's Day?
To be fair,
I am still drunk.
When we were at the arcade bar, I was like, I don't want him to come. And Kennedy was like, just invite him. It's fine. So he came.
Which is fine. Then, Annie's friend who came, and the girl from sales here.
Yeah.
Canoodling.
They hit it off.
But what? I'd like to tell
Sparks
you where the
flying.
I would like
this kid is just running through intercom.
I would like to tell you where the canoodling was happening. On the rail. Do you know what I mean? When you sit at the stage.
Did they brass have rails? The brass rail?
You know, where you sit at the stage. I was sitting back in the corner like the Don.
Right.
Everybody said
she was the godfather.
You didn't want to get kicked in the face by, you know, plastic heels.
I'm all set. And they're sitting there. Annie has got like her hand on Southie Boy and they are like so cute. And then the other couple is so cute. And Dan and I are just looking from afar going, you know what? Wrapping it up. I'm going to wrap it up. So me and my best gay wrapped it up and we went out. I called my shot. I said I was leaving at 8. I left at 9.
Pretty close.
Dan stayed. Everybody else stayed.
Okay. Now, what you have to know is this morning when I got here just before 5 a.m., no Dan, no Annie.
No.
Yeah, that's an MB on my
I woke them both up at about 4:45.
Yeah.
I feel like I should have woken you up earlier, but you know what?
What time did you get home, Producer Dan?
Time is a concept.
Yeah.
You know, what is time, Carson?
I was so late today. Yeah, I was having an existential crisis in the ride. I was like, what does it even all mean? Like, that's how late I was today. Like, what does it even all mean? What is the point?
So I made a move. So when
I should have brought you a manwich.
Also, I'm still drunk.
When Carson came in this morning, he told me I'm not allowed to take you guys out again.
Come on, Dad. You're such a party pooper.
What about
Saturdays? Here's the rule. If they go out with me again on a weekday, they have to sleep at my house, so I make sure they get.
Yes.
So I would say markedly different experiences. I'm going to say mine cost more than both of yours combined plus two.
Absolutely. I'm going to buy a big alarm.
I didn't need singles to pay for mine.
We brought a stack of them wrapped up with the band. I got a brick of ones, well, Carson.
Band,
I got a brick
bands of make a dance. Bands make a dance.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
And now, the weekly wrap-up with Producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
Burp, burp, burp,
burp. What's up, Boston?
What's up, Dan?
What's up,
it's your boy, Producer Dan, a.k.a. Tony Cupid, a.k.a. Dan Stradamus, a.k.a. barely breathing from last night, Kennedy.
Bop, bop.
DJ, drop that wrap-up. It's the weekly wrap-up, yo, let's get it started. I'ma set it off, sure as Annie is black-hearted. She guarded herself all from the thought of love, discarded. Every man made by God above, hold on. I think a little light just crept through, oh shoot. It's Tiny Cupid to the rescue. Love will test you, suckers will try to sweat you. Guys will talk to you and the girl you're standing next to. I don't mean to stress you, you just gotta step through. Love prevails and it might just be that next dude. Celebrated from the Maldives to Monterey. We just tried to get her to enjoy the holiday. But boy, it got astray faster than I'd like to say. Cupid's spirit was starting to fade away, damn. See the plan from where I stand. She read love poems, but they didn't really land, man. Next up, we dressed up. I got cocky. Started handing out chocolate roses down in Copley. It was rocky. People walk right through. You ever been heckled by a fat man in a tutu? What would you do? Needed something legendary. And my patience was getting shorter than February. I was starting to read between the lines. Maybe I just can't get Annie to love Valentine's. Wait. Before I cease to believe, you know Tiny Cupid's got a trick up in his sleeve at ease. This'll change your heart, certainly. We sang duets and hit every note perfectly. Shut up, that's how it happened. I thought I did it, she was smiling and laughing, relaxing. But then she gave my heart a shock. Said she still hates it and love, she's gonna block, whatever. Valentine's is past, I'm off the clock, full stop. Guess my arrows weren't that sharp. Time for Tawny Cupid to put down the bow and harp. But if it's all the same, Garbage Truck of Love's still a pretty good band name. Once again, Carson is moving gingerly. He got roasted for his latest hooping injury. Oh, the misery, just giving us artillery. He and the injured list, they have such a sordid history. About balling, we've been telling him to stop it. Somebody got knuckle deep in his eye socket. Don't try to be something you ain't. Homie, you a little too old to play the paint. Some of these youngins on the court are a real threat. You're like Uncle Drew, without the secret skill set. You get the deal, yet you old like De Niro. Don't kill yourself being a rec league hero. Live your life, I'm not saying that your time has passed. Just maybe transfer all that passion to a knitting class. Or something, you can crochet, like water polo, I don't know. Jazzercise, do something. But stop playing basketball. I'm out, everybody, have a great weekend.
Oh! Jazzercise
coming in hot at Carson, and I am here for
it. I still love you, but you got to give the people what they want.
It's a hell of a week on the show, producer. It's a hell of a week on the show.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
One of the questions people always ask us is about the celebrities that we're fortunate enough to interview and the bad ones, like the ones that go wrong. Who's the celebrity that you hated interviewing or the thing that happened that was really awkward, which, to be honest with you, happens a lot with us.
Well, no, we're the ones that make the mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Fair Most enough. Times. There's been a couple of times where...
I still hate the celebrities, though.
So we're taking a look back at some of the things that we've screwed up, and we're calling it the Friday Flashback Fudge Up. This one is Katy Perry.
It's the Friday Flashback with Carson and Kennedy.
You've heard Carson and Kennedy do a lot of great interviews, but they also mess up a bunch. I mean a bunch. Inappropriate questions, completely wrong facts, or just plain being dumb. They've done it all, and they're going to play it for you.
It's the Friday Flashback with Carson and Kennedy.
So, Salt, this was you had just gotten here. You hadn't been here that long at this point. What was this, like maybe 2010?
This was 2012.
Oh, okay.
I was here. I'd only been here for like not even a month or so, and somebody got the bright idea to send me out to L.A. to interview Katy Perry at a pool party by myself.
Didn't we give that away on the air?
I brought a listener and her fiancé, and we all went out there, and it was great, and we stayed at the Beverly Hilton, and yes. I got drunk for free while I was waiting to interview Katy Perry, and that definitely changed how I talked to her and the questions that I asked her.
Katy, it's very nice to meet you.
My name is
Salt from Mix. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, and that means you're like a person that has a lot of culture. You're like the...
You don't know me very well, do you? No culture at all. Okay. Absolutely. Now, I do have a very personal question to ask you in my life.
Are you okay?
Actually, I'm great because my sister, I'd like to show you a picture of her. She is actually getting ready to have her first child. That is her pregnant. She's actually due later this month.
That's incredible. And, she's small.
Yeah, she is. She is. She's been working out a lot. She's only gained, I think, 17 pounds total.
You're like in it to win it. You're a good brother.
Yeah, I'm really best friends.
Oh, awesome.
So, and I know I have 8 nieces and nephews, but this one I know is going to be my favorite.
Oh, wow. Well, that's mean. You just got that all on camera to all those 8 nieces and nephews that are watching this interview right now. Your uncle hates you.
So, Spencer, that's the child's name. He's going to be born
later this month. Do you have his life planned out for him?
Not yet. But I wanted to plan out one part of his life.
What?
And I wanted to ask you if you would be his honorary godmother.
Honorary godmother?
Yes. Now, my sister has no idea that I'm doing this.
This might be inappropriate. Only for your sister's sake.
I just wanted to throw this out. You have no legal obligation or anything like that. That's why I threw the term honorary godmother
out there.
I feel somebody of your stature, you know, that would be the best gift that I could ever give my nephew, saying, look, you're honorary godmother.
I think we have to have this conversation when... And if I meet your sister, because it would be more appropriate because she's the one that's carrying the child, although you seem really obsessive about this child already.
I love this kid. He's going to be great.
Do you have a kid of your own?
No, I don't.
Okay, maybe this is a different conversation we need to have in private.
I am going to live vicariously through him.
You are. Oh, that's so great.
I really
Congratulations,
am.
Mother.
So just for the record, that's a no.
It's not a no. It's not a yes.
It's a maybe.
There are terms involved.
Have you other than meeting the child and my sister?
Well,
those are the only terms.
No, just yeah, exactly. Your sister and the child.
Okay,
I think this is one of those like truth or dare Madonna moments.
I'm going to sweeten the pot just a little bit. Okay,
sweet it.
I've done this once before with another niece that I had. Will Ferrell is her honorary godfather.
Oh, God, he's so crazy.
I needed an A-list star, and that's why
I went
with you.
God, he's so crazy. He just goes out on that limb.
Yes,
I don't know.
No.
I mean,
Katie, game time decision. You going
to
do it?
You're going to start a trend, and then people on Twitter will want me to be their mother, and I'll be feeding them. I'll be spitting food into their mouths.
We're not asking that. Again, honorary. I don't think we want you to regurgitate food into their mouths for sustenance.
If you look up the word godparent and the actual definition of it, you'll see that it's a very important thing, and it's something that I would have to not take lightly.
Understood.
And I think that unborn child would appreciate it.
All right.
But I could meet them, and then I could change my mind. But it's not really made up yet.
We'll make plans this summer.
Well, thank you.
That is Katy Perry. Salt, you lead in.
Wow.
When she said no for the third time.
The funniest part is they give you, you know, for these interviews, they're like, okay, you have 7 minutes. That was pretty much all of your time. Like, do you want to ask her any questions about why you're here?
Nah.
No, I'm good.
No, good.
I'm good.
Katy Perry, she's a singer. You know this.
Is the bar still open? Can I go back out there?
Super, dude.
Another Tito's, please.
I was in a wet bathing suit while I was doing that because I had also been in the pool earlier.
Oh, my God.
I was trying to look back. Katie's the dude she's dated over the years, Travis McCoy from Gym Class Heroes, Russell Brand, of course, married and divorced very quickly, John Mayer, Diplo, and now she's engaged to Orlando Bloom. They got engaged yesterday? Wow, so happy Valentine's Day to Katy Perry.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We were just talking to Kate Merrill from WBZ-TV, and she was just rubbing it in our faces what she got for Valentine's Day.
It was quite a present.
She's not rubbing it in. She was just very proud of it.
She was rubbing it in our faces. She got a pair of tickets to go see Hamilton in New York City. And she admitted that she doesn't really like to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Yeah, until today.
Right. And now she's like, oh, maybe I do like Valentine's
she's
Day.
Like, yeah, can you do that again next year?
Yeah, you can really tell. So I was saying this off the air, the single people versus the not single people.
Oh, yeah. On the text line.
They're like, when did this become such an expensive holiday? Everybody's giving whatever. And like, it's.
But if it happened
to me, I'd be like, oh, did you see what I got?
Oh, my God.
If I got anything, I'd be showing it to all of you. Trust.
I promise you, my wife is bragging to everybody that I took her mom and her sister out for 99 last night.
I brought the card my wife made me in. I brought it into work. It's on my desk.
Look at that.
Because it's my wife, my daughters.
All right, it's time to brag.
Cat.
It's time to rub it in our faces. Tell us about your amazing Valentine's Day. Liz is from Topsfield. What you got, Liz?
So I was at work and not having a great day because I thought I wasn't going to get to see my boyfriend for Valentine's Day. And he showed up. I go home for work from lunch and to let my dog out. And I showed up and after talking to him on the phone and saying I was bummed that I wasn't going to get to see him, I showed up and he was waiting for me in my driveway with flowers and chocolate, and I couldn't believe it.
Oh.
That could have gone one of two ways. One of which was, you know, romance and love and everything, and the other was wore the roses.
He could have gotten served. Flowers and chocolate, and it was just the sweetest thing, and I almost started to cry.
Congrats.
I've had really crappy relationships before, and he's the first guy that's actually, like, done anything like this for me, so it just was the sweetest thing ever.
And what's his name, Liz?
Dimitri.
All right, well, happy Valentine's Day to you both.
Thank you. All right,
bye. Good morning, Skylar.
Hi, good morning.
Go ahead. Rub it in our faces. Tell us about your Valentine's Day.
All right, so I'm actually single, and I posted a snap on Snapchat. And I was like, yeah, single life, all these silly memes. And there was one about food. And I put, like, if anyone wants to get some food tonight, I'm totally free, let's do this. And I wasn't really expecting to get much response, but I got hit up like crazy. So I ended up meeting this guy that I went on a Tinder date with a couple of months ago, completely forgot about him. He takes me to Legal Seafood at Harborside of all night.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. So... he lets me order whatever I want. And I'm a foodie, so I order a lot, like, with food to go. So,
that's amazing.
Food to go.
Yeah, I'm one of those days. I'm sorry.
That's player level 100, honestly.
Yes. Oh. So, anyway, so I end up leaving. And, but before that, he's like, do you want to go back to my place? And I'm thinking, like, oh, do I really, like, some unsolved mysteries request right here. But I'm like, all right, let's do it. I'm kind of drunk, so.
Get it, girl.
Well, he's eventually pleased, and he had 2 dozen roses in pink, my favorite color. Like, he remembered all of this. And I was just kind of dumbfounded. And he's like, yeah, and there was a table there. He's a professional masseuse. So I got a full body deep tissue massage. It was incredible.
My palms are sweating.
I gotta jump in here. How long between the snap that you sent and when you guys went out on the date?
It was in the morning. Like, I was at work, and I was, like, bored. Like, my job is so easy. I love my job.
Right.
But I'm just bored. I'm, like, snapping all day. And, yeah, a couple of people got back to me, and I forgot about this.
You know what this kind of reminds me of? This is like one of those penthouse stories, Kennedy. You know,
I don't want to hear the end.
I know. Wow, that is spectacular, Skylar. That is awesome. That is definitely rubbing it in.
It really is. Yeah, but unfortunately, I'm still single. I don't get it.
Well,
be single. It's better.
Yeah.
Or go on a second date with this guy. He doesn't sound too shabby.
I think I might have to give it a chance.
All right.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you later. Thanks for sharing the story, right. Skylar.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Got a text message, Kennedy, from Ashley. I'm a teacher, school vacation next week, and my husband is taking me to California for a week of wine tastings.
Oh.
Best Valentine's Day ever.
That's awesome.
From Brian, can I read that one?
Yeah, I was going to.
My husband sent me 2 dozen red roses to work, scheduled with my boss for her to get it and bring it to me. Pictures of me receiving it.
Oh, wow.
He did this because I've never received flowers before. I walked around the bank to show them to everyone.
That's
what we're talking
about.
That's
good.
Also from the 508, good morning. I got a Tiffany's bracelet from my 3-year-old for Valentine's Day.
Was your kid Northwest?
Yeah, right.
What's going on here?
Your 3-year-old's got way too much money.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy and I both have adorable dog stories that we would like to share with you guys this morning. Kennedy, do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
It doesn't matter. Whatever you like.
Was a rebound from the vet the other day when Elvis was vicious to other dogs.
He was.
Kennedy's is interesting and mine is funny. So
right,
why don't you tell yours first?
So I'm going away for the long weekend. Mm-hmm. And for the first time ever, I don't have anybody who could watch the dog.
Yeah.
So I had to board him.
Oh.
So, yes, and I, of course, picked the most fanciest one because Elvis. So, it's this place called Red Dog, and it's amazing. He mm-hmm. has his own suite with
Stop.
A bed and a flat screen TV.
Wow.
He's going swimming 3 times while he's there.
Bubba.
Wow, it's he stays in nicer places than I do when
Same.
I go on vacation.
In fact, wait, it's called a spa.
Would he go swimming at all if he was around this weekend? With you?
No. It's a wonderful opportunity. He's here for it.
Is that place amazing. On the Pike? Is that,
just off the Pike, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I took him in there, and he just loves everybody, and he doesn't care. He loves everybody. I'll be here or not. It doesn't matter.
Right.
So he, I mean, hops right up on the counter. He's like, hi, I'm checking in. Literally.
That lady's going to pay.
So
somebody going to grab my bags?
So,
do I
you
have
know,
to tip?
While I'm, and then as soon as you walk in, they go, pick up for Elvis, and her little microphone. And then so as I'm there, you know, signing paperwork, and they're logging in all the belongings that I bring, someone comes out and just kind of takes Elvis away from me before I even see it and takes him in the back. And then I'm like, I didn't say goodbye. And I was like, do you do
he's
this on purpose?
He's already swimming.
Totally. I go, do you do this on purpose? She goes, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's like the first day of daycare.
Because it's hard on you.
Nope.
No, he doesn't care. I mean, some dogs have that, but not Elvis.
Nope.
He don't care. So anyway, he's there. And I was like, she goes, you can call any time to check up on him. And I'm like, I'd never do that. And this morning I was like, I'd like to call
him. Can you Skype? Can you like video chat?
I don't know.
You probably could.
You need to FaceTime with Bubba. You have
to. Can you log into his the camera in his room? Yeah. Or
no,
like that?
I don't think so. But all of these things are awesome, and I will. Yeah. I will ask them when I call to check on him today.
Okay, here's my funny
what time
dog
you guys
story.
Open it?
I know, right? 7.
I'm hosting an event, and yes. I'm kind of excited. I got asked to host this event.
I'm bummed. I'm missing this event, by the way.
So our good friend George Regan, he's pretty well known in the PR industry here in New England, really probably across the Northeast, and he has a 16-year-old Pekingese, and he's having a birthday party for his 16-year-old Pekingese.
What?
A sweet 16.
I got to tell you, Elvis hit 16. I'm going to do the same
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
So, if it was a Chihuahua, it would have been Quinceañera last year.
I got an invitation. It's Brother Bailey, sweet 16. It's happening down at Union Wharf. Special guest, the president of the MSPCA at Angel is going to be there.
Oh, that's nice.
There's going to be a performance.
What?
There's a concert happening.
Who's the artist?
Is MTV going to be there?
I hope it's a whole chorus of dogs just going, yup, yup, yup,
James
yup.
Montgomery? I'm not sure who that is.
I hear Guster's also playing.
Also helping to MC will be Suffolk County Register of Deeds, Stephen J. Murphy. We know Stephen.
Sure.
We met him in Southie before. And then radio personality.
So he's got a politician.
Yeah.
He's got the president of the MSPCA, which is basically like Barack Obama for dogs.
Yes, yes.
And he's got a musical act.
Yes. And then radio personality Carson Tager from Mix 104 once Carson McKennedy is hosting the event.
For a dog.
For this adorable Pekingese, Brother Bailey.
Have you met him before? Have you met Brother Bailey before?
I have not, but I went out one time to lunch with George, and we went to a very nice restaurant. And I remember when we were done, he ordered a hot dog from this restaurant, which kind of caught me off guard because it was a fancy place. And I said, is that for somebody back at the office? And he said, yeah, Bailey. And I was like, wow, you must really care for Bailey. He's like, I do. It's my dog. And I was like,
stop.
That's awesome.
No, his place is dog friendly. If you work there, you can bring your dog. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And I was looking at the food catering, like all of the places. So there's
a lot
food.
Of kibble.
There's food from Bailey's favorite restaurants, Cask and Flagon, bacon from the Seaport Hotel,
what?
Chicken fingers from Legal Seafood, Kids Menu, meatballs from Victory Point, Croque Monsieur, which
Croque
is like it's a
deep fried sandwich.
Yeah, it's like a fancy grilled cheese, right? From the Mandarin.
Oh, what?
This is going to be more expensive than my daughter's
and
first
sips
birthday.
Of Davio.
George, don't need to worry about that.
And sips of Davio Chardonnay.
Wait, for dogs? Or is that for the adults?
No, I think that's
I just love that it's all like garbage food that you just want to eat all day long.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to be hosting that this afternoon.
Can that be my birthday party? That's nicer than my graduation party when I graduated college.
I mean, seriously, that's like a watch where you walk, though, kind of thing. You know, you're in there. Oh, God. Come on, Bailey. I know it's your birthday, but geez.
I can picture a red carpet. Carson's just being whisked away. It's just the dog.
Get out of the way. We're trying to get a picture of Bailey.
It's Bailey. Bailey's here. What's Bailey wearing today? Oh, my, it's the latest from PetSmart.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.